Hello, and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Thomas Savoya.
And I'm Tia Savoya.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today, Tia is going to review Tomodachi Life. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com. You can also read our blog and listen to our podcast on that website. You can also visit our forums at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Okay, so you got the full $40 digital version of Tomodachi Life.
Yeah. It's actually a really good game. The price is... I'd say the price is worth it. It's a really popular game, too. Tomodachi Life, it's kind of a quirky game. But before I kind of get to that, let me kind of explain the gist of it. In Tomodachi Life, you know, you have Miis. And you can get the Miis from the Mii Maker, or you can make them right in the game. And,
We know what Miis are.
What?
I think we know
something. No, I'm not saying, yeah. What Miis are. I'm saying how they get put into Tomodachi Life.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
Sure, okay. So when you put them in the game, you start with, setting their birthday and their full name, you know, that kind of information. And then you can customize their voices, what their voice sounds like, make it sound like a robot or make it sound really
monotone.
Squeaky.
Yeah.
And which is really, it's really fun to play with, especially with the randomize button. Next after that, right before you set them into your game, your world, you have to set their personality from these few different sliders. I mean, they're not exactly sliders, but they work like sliders except selecting boxes. And depending on which box you select, where you select things, their personality may be different. And there are four different personality categories, and there are four personalities in each of those categories, and making 16 total personalities that your Miis can have.
See, this is the episode where I sit back and relax, or I listen to the review.
You just listen to my voice and listen to me kind of rant about the game.
Oh boy.
Well, it's not a raging rant, but you know. Okay, so when some, like, the different kinds of personalities they have will kind of help to determine what they kind of do in the game and how they'll get along with other Miis. And you can have a total of 100 Miis on the island, but when you first get the game, you start out with having, it forces you to start out with having a Mii that's basically your Mii. And they call you their lookalike, and everyone else on the island will call you that Mii's lookalike, and that sort of thing. And it's the first Mii you get, and then they say they want a friend, and there's this whole tutorial thing, and then you can start putting other Mii's. And once you put more Mii's, and you do more things with those Mii's, you can unlock more stuff on the island. You also get to name the island, which I really wasn't feeling creative at the moment, so I gave it the name Square Island.
And you're stuck with that for the rest of the game.
I don't really care. It sounds funny. You can do a lot of things to interact with the Miis. A main thing is that, like, in the apartments, like, you can see that they have problems that you need to solve sometimes. There are these little icon things that show up. Depending on the different kind of icon, they have a different kind of problem. But usually it's just, like, a normal kind of problem. Like, you have to feed them or they want some new clothes. Sometimes they want to make friends with somebody or they want to date another Mii. Sometimes they'll be upset or maybe they're sick or something. But once you do things for them or you give things to them or whatever you do that makes them happy, they have this level that's like that happiness bar thing and it fills up. And every time it fills up, their level goes up and you can give them more stuff. So that's basically what kind of goes on in the game, but it's a really unique and quirky game. It's really silly. The first day I was playing it, I was laughing the whole time. It's like everything, I thought every single thing was funny. But now, you know, it kind of gets repetitive from time to time, but it's still pretty fun.
They have items too, like, you can, you know, if they're upset, you can have their mood go up by giving them items.
Yeah, though sometimes, like, if they're upset, there are certain things that they won't accept. Like
they'll request sometimes like food and stuff, right?
Yeah, but if they for example, if they get into a fight with another me, there's only a limited number of things you can do to calm them down. Basically, just give them a music box. But when it's just normal sadness, like they get rejected by another me, there you can do pretty much anything to try to make them happy.
Yeah.
So like the in Tomodachi Life, it's pretty much sort of like the game kind of runs on a little bit of it being unpredictable. I mean that's kind of the fun thing about the game. Like things happen and you roll it with it, but but you can approve or disapprove of relationships with other Mii's, if whether you want them to be friends or not. Or
so basically, you just supervise everything that goes on the island, and it all happens by itself.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Cause it's weird though, because recently when I've been playing the game, I have these two Mii's that are friends, Mii A and Mii B. I'll just call them A and B, and then there's C here. A and B are friends, and B is friends with C, but A and C are not friends. And sometimes B might ask to introduce A and C, although sometimes when you're just playing through the game, they'll just suddenly make friends. Like, A and C will make friends because B is friends with A, and B is also friends with C.
So, for those of you listening, I will not blame any of you if you did not understand anything she just said at all.
If you're really desperate to try to understand my explanation, you can just replay this part and maybe write down like some visualization.
You're not giving them homework?
No, I'm just giving a tip if they're really desperate, because some people, they really want to know.
Yeah. So basically, you're saying the game is the polar opposite of Animal Crossing? Or it's your life in Animal Crossing, this one you're supervising 30 other lives.
Pretty much. Well, not necessarily 30. You can have as many as you want in there. Well, up to 100. 100 is the maximum.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And I guess a feature a lot of people love in the game is having the Mii's able to marry each other and have homes and start families, basically have kids. And from what I've heard and seen, the kids, when they grow up, you can either have them stay or you can have them like travel, basically, if like with Street Pass or whatever. When you Street Pass or something with someone, that Mii shows up in somebody else's game, like they've traveled there. And what else here? Oh, they'll do a lot of things on their own. You can observe them from looking at them in their apartments. And there are other places that you can unlock on the island where you can observe them do stuff too. Like a cafe, or
you can't like walk around the island.
Well, you can't walk around, but it's like selecting things. It's like it's like kinda like The Sims, but not as much of telling them to do things.
And it's not like you actually get to see them walk around.
You do kind of get to see them walk around, though. They walk around in their apartments, they'll visit each other's houses.
Yeah. Like, in small enclosed areas.
Yeah, but they sometimes they'll say something random. They'll also do that in their sleep, because when it's late at night, they'll all go to bed. And when they're sleeping, you can draw on their faces, you can do things like watch their dreams.
You know, one thing I was wondering is that you can set their personality, right? You can set their personality when you make them. Does that affect anything that goes on in the game? Like, because usually when you see like events happening in the game, like, you know, there's a newscaster, it doesn't matter what their personality is. It could be a random person every time.
Well, the newscaster is just mainly a random thing.
Yeah, but I mean, does the personality have any influence on what happens in the game whatsoever?
Not really. From what I've experienced in the game so far, not really, because I've had like some Mii's that are like more of like the lone wolves doing things like in the news reports, doing things that are social, which is kind of weird.
What about like making friends? Like, do like some personalities aren't compatible with other words?
The personalities actually play a big part when it comes to them making friends. You see, there's this huge, you can check in the game, there's this huge chart thing that shows the personalities, and it shows what Mii's, like, of what personalities, and it's basically this table thing, and there are, like, boxes. Each box is, like, a different personality, and depending how close the boxes are to each other, then those personalities, like, the closer ones will get along. The boxes that are far apart, like corner to corner, won't get along so well.
Oh, okay.
And the ones that are exactly the same personality will get along well.
Okay.
It's, like, I guess that part's pretty self-explanatory, though. Yeah, there are a lot of other features, not just of watching your Miis. There are a lot of other fun things you can do in the meantime. There are features such as quirky questions, which is a really fun one to play around with. You basically have templates for each question. You answer three questions in each quirky question session. And there are six Miis there, and then there's this one that you have that's asking the questions. And, for example, like, one example is...
You can customize the questions.
Yeah, like for a template, like, for example, it's, like, who likes blank every morning? And you could put in something like, who likes swimming every morning? And then the Miis will raise their hand. Although it's more of a random thing, it's just basically something for your entertainment and for laughter. And you can actually come up with some pretty funny results. There's also a thing called Judgment Bay, which is kind of similar to Quirky Questions, but actually kind of different. It takes place at the beach, and you can have up to four different fields where you write in. And in each field, you can write a different option, and they'll run into the fields and, you know, to vote on which one they think is the best. And it could really just be anything. You can just put a dot in one field and a dot in another field, and they'll choose.
It's basically randomized, too.
It's a randomized thing, too. And you can, like, tap on each stick person. They're shown as stick people on there. And then you can tap on each one of them to see who that Mii is, and they'll say something about why they chose that spot, which is also kind of a randomized thing. There's also, a favorite of mine is the concert.
And a lot of other people.
Yeah, it's the concert hall, which is really, it's probably one of the most fun features to mess with, right next to quirky questions. It's basically you can have the Mii sing songs, but they can only, sing songs that you've taught them as they level up. And, when you type in each of the lyrics to the song, and then you can type in the title too, and you can have them do a performance, you can customize what they wear during the performance, or you can make a singing group where a whole group performs the song.
And whatever you type, they say.
Okay, so, like, if they have, like, different voices, you know, they'll sing differently. Which is actually kind of funny, because I have this one Mii that I've had singing in the game, and his voice is kind of low but kind of weird, and at the end of the song where he's supposed to end on a high note, but he's saying kind of just one word, so he's kind of screeching it out, and it's like this really annoying mechanical screeching noise that comes out as he's singing the word.
It's her Gets Us Mii, I think.
No, it's Eggman.
Yeah, Eggman.
From
Eggman.
The Sonic games.
For some unknown reason, she made Eggman and spent tons of money on him.
No, it's just because he has the laboratory interior. Because you can give them different interiors for their apartments. He has one. He just happens to have one that's expensive. But going on to that, there's sort of the rankings board, which is like every time when you do stuff, more stuff for the rankings board gets unlocked. The rankings board are just basically rankings of the Miis, like which one's pampered the most, which one you've spent the most money on, which one is the most popular, or whatever.
But that's... Some of those are random, too, isn't it? Like, obviously the ones with more friends in the pampered ranking are not random, but the ones like...
Vitality ranking? That's like, you know, basically, like, their vitality for the day. It seems kind of random to me.
Oh.
But most of that, like, the rankings board isn't as random as a lot of
basically,
the other things.
It depends on you.
Yeah, it depends on how you interact with the others. It's basically something where you can check the... whatever.
Is it half the island, like, shops and stuff?
Half of it? Kind of, I guess. There are shops that, every day, there's new stuff in the shops. And then there are also, like, events where you can buy stuff at other places.
Would you say, Like, you know how diverse Animal Crossing was with its items? Would you say this has more items and, you know, stuff in there, or would you say Animal Crossing be more?
I'm not really sure because, while I know a whole bunch of the Animal Crossing items, I still don't know enough of the items in this game yet because I'm still learning about all the items this game has. There are a whole bunch of different kinds of food and clothing and stuff, though. And you can feed them foods. They'll also have favorite foods and stuff, and
these animations come on if you give them their favorite food.
Yeah, like we have this one me who his favorite food happens to be escargot for some reason. And it's hilarious.
They shoot off into the sky.
Yeah, except the thing is, escargot is expensive in the game. The prices, I've noticed the prices of things, like of different items in the game, like correspond to their prices in real life.
Yeah, make it more realistic.
Yeah. Like, for example, a really expensive crown with all these rare jewels in it costs a whole lot of money. So, you have this thing there's also this thing called the Photo Studio, which is a fun thing where you can have the Miis pose in different places, and you can take pictures of them, and it's you can change their expressions too. It's basically like
they're
a photo studio.
They're already preset positions, though.
Yeah, there are preset positions, but it's still fun to mess with. You can also take photos while you're playing the game of either the top screen or the bottom screen. X is for taking pictures of the top screen. Y is for the bottom screen. Now, I did not know this when I was playing through the game for my first time. You know, when you play through the game for your first time, you want to capture every cool moment, every first experience in the game. So I was taking as many pictures as possible. Because I figured out how to take pictures pressing the Y or the X button. But I figured, well, I'm just going to use one button because I don't want to have to, like, go back and forth. It's like, what's the point? Why both Y and X? So I just kept pressing the Y button. And there was most of the stuff was happening on the top screen. So, yeah, a lot of my photos were of blank screens.
So learn from this mistake.
I only found out after I was pressing the buttons, and I realized that when I pressed the X button, the top screen flashed, and when I pressed the Y button, the bottom screen flashed. So I was pretty stupid for not realizing that.
And one thing you didn't mention was that there's just a simple RPG. What's it called? Mii Quest?
It's called Tomodachi Quest. Oh. It's part of one of the mini games. It's basically like a retro style RPG, turn-based fighting sort of thing, where, four random Miis from the Miis in your island, you have on your team, and then they go around fighting inanimate objects until you get to the boss, and once you defeat the boss, if you manage to, you will get what the boss is.
Would you say that's the most challenging part of the game?
It kind of depends, because with that, actually probably the most challenging part of the game is the proposal minigame. A lot of people are saying it's one of the most challenging parts, too, because in the proposal minigame, you have to kind of tap the screen at the right moment, kind of, but it's kind of hard to do, because, you know, I can't really explain it, but so, you gotta learn to wait in that minigame.
Oh. So is there a challenge in the game, or...
In Tomodachi Quest?
Yeah. In Tomodachi Life.
Tomodachi Life, the whole thing overall?
Yeah. No challenge?
Well, I guess there's some challenge in the minigames and stuff, and sometimes the Miis will ask you to play minigames with you. But overall, it's not really challenging. It's more of a casual game. This game is more of something for casual gameplay, so if you're looking for something casual to play, go ahead and buy this game, because it's a really fun casual game. It can get repetitive, but it's still... Even, like, when things, like, repeat over, it's still fun to see them do things and for you to do things, like, take care of them and interact with them and stuff. It's, like, a lot of people say it's better in sort of short bursts, and I'd have to agree with that most of the time.
You know, my favorite part of the game is that I get to be friends with Reggie Fils-Aimé, so...
Oh, yeah, we have Reggie in the game, and I'm trying to make Reggie friends with everybody, and I'm trying to make him the most popular me on the island.
Yeah, I'm sure it would be... happy.
It's funny though, because Tommy here, one of his friends, like one of his best friends, is not best friends with him in the game. Instead, Tommy's friend is best friends with Reggie. So.
Yeah. So how many stars out of like 10 stars? How many stars do you get this?
Oh, I'm not good at rating things at all. That's hard because I don't want to say 10 because I'm going to sound biased because there are like I guess a few things like that aren't 10 worthy, but I don't want to say 9 because that's still going to sound super high, but I don't want to say 8 because that might sound too low.
Well, you know it's more than halfway, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah. It's so like I'd say the game is a really good game.
Okay. So no real rating, but it's good. It's casual, repetitive, not much action, but it's good in short bursts for random entertainment.
It's like a really silly version of Animal Crossing, and Animal Crossing is kind of silly, but it's a more simple version. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, it's kind of hard to think of an analogy for this game.
Yeah, because it's so unique.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's it for this episode. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at www.nintendoteens.com and take a visit to that website where you can read our blog and access our podcast. And if you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. And our theme music is Presenter by Kevin McLeod, courtesy of Incompetech.com. Do you have any closing comments, dear?
Well, if Tomodachi Life sounds really interesting to you, which I'm pretty sure it is, unless it isn't, which everyone has their own interests. But if it's interesting to you, go ahead and try it out, because it's going to be a really great buy if you're interested.
I don't know why I ask you that, since you're basically talking the whole episode. But
yeah.
So that's it for our show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. So until next time, stay in the game.